infectology. God's world is like a seed. God's world has great power that is not visible or immediately evident. This power is the capacity to change human lives if the seed is received, accepted, and loved. The Epistle of St. Paul teaches the same truth. The Apostle preached the Gospel throughout the world and can bring great personal suffering, illusion, and deception. But he persevered and had much success. In the parable of the sower is Jesus. The seed is the world of God, and the different kinds of soil stand for different responses. The parable mentions four types of people who received the seed of the divine work in different ways. It compares them to hard ground, to stony soil, to earth shot with thorns, and to good fertilizer. The seed that falls on hard ground refers to individuals who are worldly, frivolous, and entirely taken up with the things of the world. They are immersed in sin and give little or no thought to eternity and what will happen to them when they die. The thing that falls on stony ground stands for those who are superficial in their devotion and love of God. Their faith is based primarily on feeling, emotion, rather than on knowledge and conviction. When problem comes their way, they are easily discouraged and turn to earthly satisfactions. The seed that falls into ground covered with thorns stands for those who are preoccupied with the pleasures of this world. The seed initially takes root, but it is crushed and suffocated by the thorns, namely by the slavery of this world. An example of this would be students from good, strong Catholic families who go to college and lose their faith. Their friends, the seed that falls on good ground refers to those who are truly seeking to find God and to do His will. They receive the world with joy and beg God to have the grace to understand it and to put it in practice. In this ground, the seed flourishes and produces fruits in proportion sous un way in which it is handled. One who ponders the word of God in his heart, as Mary did, in time will grow holy and become a real disciple of Jesus. Two principles are involved here. There must be efforts on our parts and cooperation with God's grace, which is offered to all, for God desires the salvation of all. In the episode of today, we see what God's word accomplished in St. Paul. Dear friends, the parable of the sower is directed to each one of us, to you and me. We can examine ourselves on how we respond to the word of God, the divine seed. The four responses to that word can be four different types of people. But the four responses can also be found in each one of us as we respond the word of God in different aspects of our life or over the course of our life. The Gospel tells us that during his earthly life, Jesus saw many of his disciples walking away from him. Sadly, Jesus said to the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Then Peter answered, "Lord, to whom shall we go? To whom shall we go? You have the words of everlasting life." So, dear friends, if we accept his word and live it truly, we also have everlasting life right now, because of our baptismal work. We should pray today and tell Jesus, "Lord, I am here before you. Grant that my heart may be good ground, ready to receive the fig of the divine word, and ready to bring forth abundant fruit."